Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Thayer.
Oh, no!
Chicago Bears radio analyst.
That's him.
Don't you think you'd practice at home flipping it a couple times, make sure you get it right? It's like a referee in basketball, making sure you throw that jump ball up straight.
Tom Thayer, 1985 Super Bowl champion.
We are the Bears, shuffling through, shuffling on down.
Tom Thayer.
Touchdown Bears!
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is a local legend, and Tom Thayer joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Tom.
Hi, man. How are you?
Well, that was another rough one, Tom, and again, 7 points, you know. Was he benched or was he injured? I don't know how to feel about it.
I kind of got the feeling at the time, just by looking at it and watching the whole game, I kind of thought they were just pulling him to see if they could get some desperation help by Chase Daniel. And, you know, that's just the feeling I got, because we weren't alerted to anything either, you know, awkwardly standing up after a play or a run or anything. So, you know, that's just what I assume, because they were still within striking distance, but they just wanted to see. I felt they wanted to see if they could capitalize. But then the first two plays they call when he's in there are lateral passes with 3 yard routes. So, you know, by the type of play they're calling, it made me think that maybe Mitch is injured. But I never saw him injured, so I think we'll, you know, hear something more from Matt today.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for getting up this morning. No, it was a long night.
Up? I haven't slept yet.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
thanks for calling in, then.
Tom Thayer never sleeps.
You sound wired. That's great. It's awesome. But, you know, Tom, I agree with what you're saying, but 3 minutes, 24 seconds to go, I think it was, 10-point deficit. At that point, is the reward worth the risk?
No. I mean, if you're just benching Mitch, you know, because those guys on the sidelines, they know the reality of what happened, and unfortunately we don't, because we didn't get an alert from the sideline. So, you know, you just have a lot of assumption conversation after that, and by the way things were, you know, playing out. But, you know, for me, no offense to Chase, if you're going to make a quarterback change and you want to put Tyler Bray in, and I know he's not in uniform, I know he's the third quarterback, but if you're around a quarterback now for almost 7 seasons, I need to see what he offers you. Because if he doesn't offer you some quarterback competitiveness that's equal or better to what we're seeing right now, then why is he here? And so I have enough of Chase. I've seen enough of Chase. Now it's about, you know, how they can advance this program going forward.
Have you seen enough Eddie Pinheiro? Because I want to see kickers trying out on Tuesday. I know there's no one left on the street because everybody's had problems all year long. But man, that was rough.
Well, you know what bothered me after, you know, yeah, his misses, they bother me. You know, kickers aggravate me anyways. But when I go back and I see his first kickoff after the Bears scored, and it had no hang time and the ball landed at the 4 yard line. So even of the most obvious of powerful swings of kickers when they do kick off, he didn't hit the ball confidently then. So now I'm thinking, wow, something's really scrambling here. Is it just his pure fundamental confidence, his shot, or is, you know, what's the reasoning behind it?
Well, Tom, I want to talk about that. He missed the first one. He hit it left, right? Then you go for 4th and 9. So what, you know, if the kicker's in his own head already, then he comes out and you go for the other field goal and he kicks it the other way because he's trying to battle his own. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost, you almost create more. What the? They're never going to get a 4th and 9. that we've seen this offense. That was insane.
I agree with you. I was questioning, but, you know, again, it, you know, it just seemed like there was such a lack of confidence at that point where they're just trying to, you know, trying to create a spark on the field, but, you know, it didn't work. And then, you know, you see the what they got. You know, I was talking to Jeff during the broadcast. I think since the beginning of the year we've been talking about rhythm, and I don't think we ever actually achieved it this season. You know, you talk about the 7 minutes of explosive football last week. That's not rhythm. That's just your, you know, you're capturing lightning in a bottle. Rhythm is something that starts out in, you know, one of my biggest concerns is, and, you know, I'm for playing Mitch going forward, but I'm not letting Mitch throw any more lateral passes. Everything Mitch is going to throw from this point on, because, you know, I don't know if the playoffs are reality or even realistic to have a conversation about it. But if you're going to be able to develop Mitch under the most strict of circumstances, it's going to be regular season games, and I'm going to get the ball out of his hands laterally. When I go back and I watch the tape, I think there's almost an equal amount of yards that are thrown laterally that are thrown vertical. And so right now I want to see the football go downfield. And if you look at, you know, Mitch from 21 to 30 yards, that's where the most significant improvement is this year from last year. So if he's got that willingness to throw it downfield, then start getting the ball downfield in the direction of the goal line and not the sideline.
Tom, rhythm is consistency, and that has eluded Mitch in the offense all season long, especially the play calling. I'm getting frustrated watching these third and short calls. I can't imagine what must be going through your head, because on third one, they come out in the shotgun, they run an option to the short side. And then
they leave both end mans on the line of scrimmage unblocked.
What happens on third downs?
I think they try to fool and be creative more than just using fundamental football. One of the biggest challenges that we had throughout our career is Ditka used to tell us face to face, if I have 1 yard and you guys can't get it for me, I'm getting rid of all of you. And so, Matt is, you know, he's a super confident guy that wants to create confidence in his locker room, but sometimes you have to do it by a little bit of a challenge or a threat. And so to me, if I have Holtz and I have his willingness to go inside the line of scrimmage and pound a linebacker, that's where I'm going to follow him. But then, so when, you know, David Montgomery, just for reference points, if you go back and you look at the 6th offensive play, the 17th offensive play, and the 47th offensive play, David Montgomery is leaving yards on the field, because you have to be able to understand how the blocks in front of you are going to open up and be created. And then you have to be willing to follow that path and then get yourself into that second and then get more yards to the third level. So, you know, I would like to include David Montgomery in every offensive line or in a lot of the offensive line meetings, so he understands where these plays are being made. It's backing us, you know, whether it's Neil Anderson or Walter Payton, Brad Muster or Thomas Sanders, every one of these guys sat in the meetings with us. And as Dick Stanfield explained it to everybody, he explained it to the backs as much as he explained it to the offensive linemen. So I still have a lot of admiration for David Montgomery. I think he's going to be a really good player, but I think you have to learn or leave that word zone out of your head and get back to more of a point of attack. And I think you'll really help your offensive line, and you'll be able to get bigger runs from the running game.
You know, when you look at that offensive line, it just seemed like they were losing at the point of attack. And that's a good Rams front, and certainly Aaron Donald's a really good player.
They're decent. Well, Aaron Donald's a great player.
Yeah.
You know, a point of attack is not laterally done. And if you look at the footwork of offensive linemen today, and it's all around the league, that again, the zone blocking, they allow you to step laterally before you ever go forward. You shouldn't have a snap count then. You should just go to the line of scrimmage and say, all right, everybody, it's on one. Let the defensive line go in motion and just push them from behind. A real point of attack is when you have perfectly choreographed footwork and body positioning by the offensive linemen where both of their bodies are only touching the defensive lineman. They never come in contact with each other. So, you know, one of the stress points has to be, look, you know, we are gonna create the new normal, and that's getting back to attack football, not lateral football.
Tom, what's the right way to evaluate Khalil Mack after his third straight game without a sack?
He's being punished, man. You know, to me, I'm more disappointed in the lack of productivity out of Leonard Floyd than I am of Khalil Mack, because Khalil Mack, you know, I go back and I look at these plays. They chip him, hit him hard with a tight end. The offensive tackle attacks him, and then the offensive guard to his inside after giving a hand to the center goes and gets a running start at Khalil Mack. Lawrence Taylor, whoever you are, you're not going to get significant pressure, make sacks when they concentrate three bodies on you every third and significant, every second long. I'm more frustrated by the lack of sack production by Leonard Floyd more than I am of Khalil, just because he's being attacked relentlessly.
Would it not benefit them to try to be more aggressive then in terms of blitzing and all the rest of it if there's so much attention paid to Mack?
Yeah, because I think Nick Kwiatkowski and Roquan Smith are good blitzers from the inside. You saw late in the game where they brought Eddie Jackson inside the box and they allowed him to blitz and he made a tackle for a loss. So, yeah, I am curious if they put more stress on the protection by sending bodies, because now that double team that they're putting on Khalil, that offensive lineman is going to have to stay in position to pick up a blitzer. So then maybe you create opportunities for Khalil. I remember at the beginning of the season, I was reading the report, and they said, oh, Khalil's going to get 17 sacks and Roquan Smith is going to get 10. Why aren't you going to Khalil to Leonard? Because having I think it's unrealistic thinking by whomever wrote the article about how many sacks Roquan Smith is capable of getting. Blitzes from the second level, that's a luxury. That's not, you know, something that teams do with great consistency. You do it when you have an advantage against an offensive line that has starting interruption in it.
Great stuff, Tom.
Tom, thank you. We appreciate
it.
See you, buddy.
Drive safely.
That's Tom Thayer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.